If your checking account is in the red, you may want to skip this next report. Economists at the University of Warwick in England have discovered money can buy happiness. They've even calculated the price, and it's steep. Andrew Oswald explained the findings to a very surprised Steve Paulson.
If you follow people through time and observe them before and after financial windfalls, you can see that a windfall of cash generates an enormous amount of happiness and a great boost to your psychological health. So money very clearly does buy happiness.
So what is the price of happiness? How much money are we talking about?
From our results on British individuals, it looks like you need about $1.5 million as a lump sum to move you from being really quite unhappy up to the top end of the happiness distribution, in other words, to being very happy indeed. About $1.5 million will do the trick.
So $500,000 won't get you very far.
Well, it'll move you halfway, and that's certainly worth having. You should bear in mind, too, that, of course, most individuals are not right at the bottom of the spread of happiness to begin with. So if you begin as a fairly cheery individual, maybe half that sum would push you right up to the top.
So you're talking about a major inheritance or winning the lottery, something like that.
We focus, this is a good scientific basis for drawing judgments, on exactly those two things. We study lottery winners through time, before and after, and we study those who get inheritances, sometimes really quite large inheritances of cash. Averaging across these individuals, obviously human beings differ, we can measure the average psychological well-being benefit from every, let's say, $1,000 that you get.
How do you measure this?
We do all sorts of things. One is to ask people on a happiness scale how happy they feel with their life. Another is to take a more medical approach and measure their stress level. To do that, we ask them things about how well they're sleeping, whether they've been feeling under pressure recently. And whichever approach we use, measuring their happiness or their mental stress, we find very strong effects from getting cash.
So have you figured out why more money makes people happier?
Well, our best guess is that it gives you more freedom in life. All of my work, I suppose I've been studying this kind of thing for a decade now, suggests that everything to do with human autonomy, allowing people control over their lives and their environment, is what gives a lot of psychological well-being, perhaps just as you would expect. And let's face it, if you get richer, then you have more control, usually, over your life.
So this is interesting because I've heard that people who win the lottery often after, a year or so, they start feeling miserable, that there's almost a set point of happiness, that no matter how much money you have, you're not really, I mean, unless you're at the bottom, the money isn't really going to make you happier. You're saying you're really disproving that.
We are disproving that. This is probably one of the most accurate, most reliable scientific experiments looking at the relationship between money and well-being. Because we track many, many thousands of people and families through time, we see them before they get the cash, we see them afterwards. Of course, they don't know that we're following their well-being responses to those survey questions that we're getting from them. I think this is reliable evidence money does buy happiness.
Is there a limit to how much happiness money can buy? If you make more money, does that make you happier?
In our data, we can't find the limit. Now, of course, you can guess that we have very few people who make multi-millions, say, through winning the lottery, so we're short of data points in the jargon, way up at that end of the income distribution. Therefore, I can't be absolutely certain, but within the numbers that we see, the financial windfalls that we see, there appears to be no limit. That is, every extra $100,000 I get does create a little bit of extra happiness.
And yet I would think that the richest people around, say the CEOs of major corporations, they're not kicking back on their yachts. They're probably working insane hours. There's probably a lot of stress there, and they must enjoy it, otherwise they wouldn't do it. But they're the richest ones around. Is that to say that they're necessarily the happiest?
No, it doesn't. Of course, our results find that lots of things mold human well-being. Happiness is shaped by all sorts of things, and money is just one of those. A tremendously important effect comes from being married, for example. Probably that's the single most important influence on the average person's psychological health, whether or not you've got a long-standing partner. And by tracing many hundreds of thousands of Americans, for example, we can and have calculated the psychological value of marriage, and we put a dollar value on that. A lasting marriage is worth, in our numbers, about $100,000 a year. So if you haven't invested in a partner, I advise you to do that.
So if people get divorced, they basically need to find $100,000 to make them as happy as they were before.
That's for an average person. Of course, human beings differ, but that's true for an average person. We find that, just as you would expect, when you break up with your partner, there's a huge decline in your psychological well-being and your happiness scores drop off a lot. You might be divorced for a year or two, and then when you find somebody new, your happiness levels and your psychological well-being levels jump right back up.
Can you generalize and say that people who are, upper middle class, even middle class, are on the whole happier than working class people? Or are those generalizations dangerous?
They may be dangerous, but certainly from our data they're true. There's a strong income effect, there's a strong money effect, as we've been discussing. On top of that, regardless of your income, a high level of education seems to buy greater happiness and psychological health in itself. That is, regardless of how much money people earn, if you have a college degree, then you mark yourself much higher on our happiness score sheets, and you mark yourself much higher on our psychological health surveys. We don't know why that is, but again, it probably goes back to freedom, autonomy, being able to mold your own life.
Andrew Oswald is an economist at the University of Warwick in England. He talked with Steve Paulson.